So you're hosting this conversation tonight that features two speakers, Karl Rove, once a senior advisor to Republican President George W. Bush, and then David Axelrod, once a senior advisor to Democratic President Barack Obama. But the event itself is called Common Ground, so one would think that you have your work cut out for you.
You know, I think that's right, Payne, because if there's one thing that's been a scarcity in American politics in the past year and actually in a couple years leading up to that, it's been common ground. And, you know, these are two figures who I think are particularly well suited to talk about that, because apart from the presidents themselves, these are the two advisors who probably had the most to do with electing George W. Bush and Barack Obama to their White House tenures. And I want to ask them about the degree to which the political landscape has changed since those elections, and the degree to which maybe they think their own actions may have contributed to some of the problems we see in American politics today.
You've covered six White Houses and 10 presidential elections. I mean, do you have any thoughts on that front?
First of all, let me say that politics has always been a contact sport. The first election I covered was in 1980, the election in which Ronald Reagan managed to oust Jimmy Carter from the White House. And that was a tough campaign in many ways. But I think the politics of this nation have gotten more and more divided. They've campaigns have gotten nastier. Americans are more disgusted with what they see. And one thing that is a real concern to me is when I go out and cover elections, it's as though we've split into divided camps, that we don't even hear one another. We don't treat one another with respect, people who have different points of view than we do. So what I'm hoping that we can do in this conversation at Hamilton, and also after that, is get back to a sense where you can hold your political point of view, but you can listen to the other guy too, and we can get back to a state where there's just a little more respect and cooperation. And, you know, if we did that in our campaigns, I think it might be possible to get much, much more done once officials are actually elected to office.
Right. Hamilton College President David Whitman says the goal of this event is to model respectful dialogue across political spectrums that should be occurring in society and on college campuses alike. I mean, how do you plan actually to accomplish that? Because I assume a lot will be left to you as the moderator.
Yes, well, as you might expect, David Axelrod and Karl Rove are not shrinking violets. They're pretty outspoken guys. They've known each other a long time. I think that'll be helpful. And so there are a couple big areas I want to talk about. I want to talk first about how we got here. I want to ask them about where they put the current state of American politics in history. You know, both these guys read a lot of history, and in fact, Karl Rove has written a book about McKinley. So both of these men, I think, would be able to offer us some historic perspective. And I want to talk about solutions. I want to talk about what could citizens do, what could political strategists do, what could candidates do to try to get back to a place where we listen to each other more carefully and we are better able to address the big problems the country faces. Because that's really the consequence of this divided politics. We have big issues on health care and taxes and on fighting terrorism. And it seems to me we're having a lot of trouble coming together as a nation in agreeing how to address them.
Right. You mentioned those major issues that are all seemingly on the table as a new White House and Congress takes up some legislation. What would you say, in addition to health care and taxes, is on your agenda tomorrow? Because part of the program is discussing current issues.
Yes. Well, you know, I'd like to talk about the midterm elections that are coming up. That is a topic I'm curious about, whether they think the House might be taken over, one controlled by the Democrats, what they think will happen in the Senate races, what will happen when I ask Karl Rove about these Republican primary challenges to incumbent Republican senators that Steve Bannon, the former Trump aide, is trying to champion. One other topic I think might be important to talk about is the opioid crisis. We have the president making an announcement on that just this morning, and that is an issue that has really been such a serious one for so many communities across the country. You know, we really heard a lot about it from voters last year in the campaign, not so much from the candidates. So I'd like to talk to them about how that issue might be addressed as well.
Now, this event is open to the public, but it's obviously being hosted by Hamilton College, so a great portion of the audience should be students. You, Rove, and Axelrod have decades of experience in politics. You're obviously good at what you do. What do you hope to impart on those students as many of them begin to embark on their own political career?
Yeah, and of course, I actually have a history with Hamilton College because one of my kids attended Hamilton College and graduated from there and had a great experience there. And one of the things that I liked about Hamilton, that he liked about Hamilton and appreciated, was kind of the seriousness of the student body in addressing current events. He worked with the Young Democrats and Young Republicans. They actually had some joint programs when my son was there a couple years ago. So I'd like to talk to them. I'd like them to come away with a sense not of of the seriousness of the situation we face now in American politics, but also some optimism about what could come next, what could be achieved. This is a time when I think a lot of Americans feel like the country has gotten off on the wrong track, even though the economy is pretty good. And I think it's important we remember the American ability to address tough times and come through them with strength and with unity. That's really the message I'd like them to take away.
And finally, I assume you'll be hosting this a little bit differently than what we expect when we watch some cable news programs where there's a lot of fighting and yelling. I assume that tonight you're going to hope to keep the conversation a bit calmer.
You know, I want to have a conversation that is marked by respect and seriousness and maybe a little humor, but no shouting.
Thank you so much, Susan Page of the USA Today. We appreciate your time.
Thank you, Payne.
And good luck to you.